This year is the 50th anniversary of World Social Communications Day. So it's been kind of interesting reading the different messages from the popes over the last several decades. So Pope Paul VI in 1967, May 7th, 1967, issued the first message for World Communications Day. And he said that we have to be aware because there's amazing things happening with these satellites and that these motion pictures. And the press and he placed it in the context that this could be a means or a gift from God, but it also could be something that's dangerous. This 50th anniversary, of course, Pope Francis had a message for World Social Communications Day. It's celebrated on the Sunday before Pentecost each year. So actually, the actual celebration of the day was last Sunday. So I want to talk a little bit about social communication in our current age and the gospel. And while I'm doing that, and I'll never do this again, but you can do this as I'm explaining. Blessed Sacrament has a parish app now. So you can, how many of you have a smartphone? The rest of you are liars. Okay. You can get on to the Apple's App Store. You can pull it out now if you want. And you can download, just put Blessed Sacrament Wichita in for the search, or to the Google Play Store, Blessed Sacrament Wichita, you'll see our app. Because what I want to do at the end is some practical points that kind of take you through the possibilities here. So what Pope Francis is saying, he says that social communication, email, and the web are gifts from God, And that we need to use them and embrace them in a way that furthers the gospel. And I can't think of a better day to reflect upon furthering the gospel than on Pentecost. Because what do we hear in that first reading? A strong wind, all right, came upon them, right? And they tongues of fire were poured upon, placed above their heads. And after that moment, the church was born and they went out fearlessly. Well, you know, you think about social communication over the last 50 years. It's been a hurricane, you might say, as far as the technological growth in social communications and now what we're able to do and how we're able to interact and connect. Pope Francis, on the front lines here, now he has a Twitter account, he has a Facebook page, he has all that, but I'll bet that he doesn't do actually much of the uploading and posting. The way he frames it, and this is a key theme for Pope Francis, is that his key theme as far as just his overall papacy is cultivating a culture of encounter, So all of the habits, ways of speaking, ways of relating to one another that build relationship, because what he would say is that we don't live in a culture of encounter, and what he thinks is that. That social media can be a true and real means of building community, building encounter between people and souls. Can it replace face-to-face human interaction? No, it cannot. And so, just like with every good, there's always a danger with it. The tradition says that the devil, the evil spirit, he cannot create anything himself. The only thing he can do is take something that's good and twist it to its own means. So think about any sin in the church, all it is a twisting of something that's actually good, right? So, of course, the evil spirit's going to work through social media for his destructive ends. And in fact, Pope Francis has spoke about how gossip, he compares gossip to a terrorist who throws a grenade into a crowd. And you can kind of think about that, how that can happen on Facebook or social media. It's not uncommon that we have to put out fires over at the school because of posts on Facebook. Somebody, you know, you become angry, and the first thing you want to do is without really, you're reacting, you kind of like immediately go and I got to put, you know, post this on out there. And in that moment, how much harm can be done? So kind of like throwing a grenade, you might say. But also it can be used in an incredible way for furthering the kingdom and keeping us connected in a very much universal church and keeping us connected with the spirit of the Pope. It's amazing. The Pope, okay, I think from U.S. to Rome, it's 6 hours difference maybe. or from right Kansas to Rome, 6 or 7 hours difference. But it's pretty cool because the evening before, I can go and look on the Pope app and see what the Pope said about at the Mass of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, steal his information and give my homily, okay? So it really is amazing. I was looking at different studies. Like, how much time does the average American spend on social media a day? What would you say?
3 hours.
Okay, as far as on the web and just on technology, it's a lot more than 3 hours. But on social media itself, an hour and 40 minutes a day. So an hour and 40 minutes a day. Well, think about that. What if we use a little bit of that time towards faith building? And so this is where I want to show you a few things and ways to connect and build a culture of encounter, not just with the universal Catholic Church, but building a culture of encounter here in the family of the parish. And that's what I'm excited about, what we're going to be offering here with our parish app. So if you have your phone here, or I'm going to use an iPad. So here's our parish app, and so what you'll find on that, there is an icon for magazine, and that's just our parish bulletin. It's put it together in beautiful form. So in fact, if you download the parish app, we have beacons at all of the entrances of the church. You'll get a notification that your bulletin has arrived, all right? And then we'll count you. No, I'm kidding. We can know numbers, but we don't know people. But the way that it's set up, and so on parish news, so you can go there to see everything that's happening. And this is so important that we are in the know and have the pulse of what's going on in the life of the parish. Think about your own family. To the degree that people are not in the know and not what's going on, if you have a young person who's went to college and they've been gone for a semester, they've lost connection, some connection to what's been going on in the family, right? I remember I was the oldest of five and going off to Fort Hays and then coming back after a semester and missing out on a lot of events and how much my siblings had grown. And when we're not engaged and touching base in some way, we're losing out in that community. We're being separated. So what on the weekly magazine, what we're calling it, and basically that's just the parish bulletin then. So parish news gives you everything that's going, the current this week, pastor's letter, week at a glance, the liturgy schedule. So if you're a lector or server, Eucharistic minister, you can go there and see, am I on this week? So that quick, and since you have your phone on you all the time, such easy, quick access. And then a couple other things, ways that people are always asking, how do I get more involved in the life of the parish? Because it's important that the most important thing that we do in the life of the parish is come together to celebrate Sunday Mass as a family, right? But we also need to cultivate other ways to build relationships and offer our stewardship of time and talent. So get involved. So this is broken down under the four pillars. And so if I'm looking at formation, I click on formation, adult catechesis, CYO, Familia, Challenge Girls, Junior St. Vincent de Paul. So I can explore any of those areas. There are opportunities that might be speaking to me, a way that the Holy Spirit's moving in my particular heart to offer my gifts to further the kingdom here at Blessed Sacrament. I know you'll love this one. Every week we post the homilies. So if you are unfortunate that you come to a Mass where I'm giving the homily, you can get on the web and listen to Father Curtis's homily later during the week, okay? So they're all posted there, which is a great opportunity on your way to work or, you know, if there was something that you missed during the homily that you wanted to catch and get a clarification of a point. So they're posted the next day. So on Monday every week, both homilies are posted. Of course, Facebook, contact information. The readings for daily Mass are on here. So it's like, okay, this is the Mass of the day. What are the readings that are going to be read at Mass? And I can spend a little bit of time praying with those. The Mass part, There's also a section here for the audio readings. So if you're in your car, you can listen to the readings of the day. Saint of the day. And of course, my favorite section, online giving. No, I'm kidding. There's a photos section. There's a how to make a good confession section. And as you know, we just subscribed a couple months ago to Form, which is online adult faith formation. We're waiting on the Apple Store to update the app, so you'll be able to access Form and all the different videos, learning tools that we have signed up for and subscribed for the parish through the app. So if the average American spends an hour and 40 minutes on social media each day, what if we could make a little challenge here of like spending 3 minutes each day exploring the parish app for the purpose of fostering a culture of encounter here in our parish family? I promise you it will make a difference. The thing about, you know, the life of faith, it's not a destination, it's a journey. It's like exercise and diet. It's not something that we do and we're done with. It's a daily struggle, a daily challenge, a daily commitment. And it's so cool that we have so many tools, according to Pope Francis, in which we can build up and support that faith system. This is really kind of a new springtime in the church that we have so much access to good material to foster our life of faith. And what we have to believe is that, as Pope St. John Paul II and Pope Benedict XVI said, is that we're experiencing a new springtime, a new Pentecost. And so what's that Pentecost look like? The Holy Spirit coming down? No, the Holy Spirit working through the particular means and the particular advances in society during this day and age. And so for us to respond and take advantage of that so that we might go deeper with the Lord, we might be filled with the Holy Spirit and be excited about furthering our experience of faith to those around us.